You've seen their corny yet funny commercials on TV, and you may find their jingle stuck in your head. How did it all begin? Join me on a visit with Jerry Miller, a man from rural America who simply wanted to help farmers get in touch with one another. It's today's edition of The American Countryside. This is Andrew McRae, reminding you of a great trip we are taking this summer with you, our listeners. Join us August 3rd through 12th as we fly to Calgary, Canada. We'll take in the amazing scenery around Jasper and Banff and even take a ride to the top of a glacier. Then we experience Sleeper Plus service aboard Via Rail's historic Canadian train to Vancouver. We'll make agricultural stops like Bouchard Gardens and Golden Ears Cheese Crafters. We'll take a ferry ride to beautiful Victoria as well. Don't miss out. Call 800-826-2266 for more information or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote the advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Jerry Miller is from rural America. As an advertising exec for agricultural companies, he saw a need for people in rural America to connect. It led him to create FarmersOnly.com back in 2005.
And Farmers Only just became almost a brand of a type of person, more, you know, country at heart, down to earth, mostly in rural areas. But now it's just spread so big. I mean, we've had over 8 million people sign up now.
I caught up with Jerry via the phone. He says he began getting the word out about Farmers Only by putting up flyers in feed stores and diners. Today, you probably know his site from those unique TV ads.
They're, you know, kind of corny, kind of cheesy, kind of funny. But we're always trying to exaggerate the difference between the city slicker and the country person.
Because Jerry was from a rural area and was constantly around farmers, he saw that people did yearn to make connections with others. But that was difficult in sparsely populated areas.
From day one, I said, you know something? Loneliness is serious. People are really devastated being by themselves. And I said, I want to make this fun.
And then, of course, there's that tune that may get stuck in your head.
Our jingles, it's got to be one of the most recognizable jingles there are, because I wear like my Farmers Only hat. And people, just total strangers, go, you don't have to be lonely at FarmersOnly.com. It's like everybody knows that jingle.
Jerry's not a musician, but he did have a hand in creating it. You can catch the full interview on my podcast, Farming the Countryside. You can find it on iTunes, Google Play, or for free on the AgriTalk app. Or follow Farming the Countryside on Facebook. It's episode 29, Traveling the Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae.